In last week's gospel, we heard how our Lord sent his disciples into the world two by two. I spoke last week about what happened to the disciples happens to us. How they are called and we are called through our baptisms and daily grace. How they have to discern God's will for them, we have to discern God's will for us. And how they are sent into the messiness of the world, so are we. Sent into the messiness of the world. Some of the messiness is from our own doing, and some is of what's done to us. Now today, the disciples return, and they report to our Lord what has happened. It's interesting to note that this is the only verse in Mark's gospel in which you could say the disciples are doing the teaching. Our Lord is usually speaking, and the disciples are listening. But in today's gospel, the disciples are doing the speaking, and our Lord is listening to their report. I would give a lot to know what that report was. But the Bible doesn't tell us. We do know our Lord's response to the report, and it may be a bit surprising. Jesus did not say, "Good, good, go, do it again." He didn't say, "Work harder next time and avoid this or do that." He said something very interesting that we always need to remember. He said, "You must come to a lonely place by yourselves and rest." What our Lord said to them long ago applies to us today, because our Lord is introducing to them a rhythm that they will need in their life to stay effective in their work. A rhythm they will need in their life to stay enthusiastic. The word enthusiastic means God within. That's what enthusiasm means, God inside. And so he introduces a contrast in their life that they will need. A contrast that we will need. At the heart of this going away and resting is what we're doing right now, living the third commandment of keeping the Lord's day holy. In the opening prayer, I read that we pray for the grace to keep the Lord's commands, which you are doing right now. Actually, of the Ten Commandments, you can fulfill the third with only 1 hour. If you come to my Mass, it's usually 40 minutes. 45 if I go long. But at the heart of the command to rest is the Mass. The Catechism calls the Mass the heart of the Church's life. In fact, the Catechism said that if we disregard this commandment, we commit a grave sin. Now, there is reasonableness in our Mass attendance. The Greek word that they use is epikaia, which means reasonable. If elderly people have inclement weather, they ought not go to Mass. That would be prudent to not go to Mass that day. If we are sick, we ought not go to Mass. But generally, we are called to fulfill that commandment because we need it. We're not machines. We ought not gain the whole world and lose our soul. So, for a short mid-July sermon, the Church reminds us of the rhythm needed in our life as taught by our Lord. Let us pray for the rest of this Mass how balanced our lives are. How balanced is my life between work and rest? Between labor and play? Between effort and reflection? Between toil and prayer? Or above all, let us ask ourselves, how enthusiastic am I in life? Because to be enthusiastic, to have God within, I must have that rhythm, that balance in my life.